All right, we will move on to number 9, an update on the Emerald Ash Borer with Director Van Meteren.
Am I going to be okay, Nick? I'm kind of nervous.
You should be. You really should be.
All right, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. So it's been a while since we've talked about the whole EAB program in our state parks, and I thought we'd just give you an update at the request from Commissioner Lockett. So, yeah. So a little background on this. Got the wrong guy up here for technical stuff here. There we go.
The best options coming.
Okay. All right. You know, Emerald Ash Borer became kind of a big deal in our part of the country back in the early 2000s. The Emerald Ash Borer has been kind of on a spread from the east to the west primarily. This map here just kind of reflects, that's actually a picture of what they look like. They're actually kind of a pretty little insect. Nothing we want to ever see, though. But kind of shows you how the ash borer has been spreading across, again, primarily from the east to the west. But all the provinces and states in green have ash borer, have had ash borers detected in their states. The states in gray are probably scheduled next due to their population of ash and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of how it's moving. Here's a map that kind of shows you, again, just from a United States perspective of how it's spread. Kind of hard to see, but those are all little counties outlined there. Again, it just continues to move further and further west. It will probably, to some degree, hit a wall here, in that as we go further west, even in our own state, the number of ash population, tree population goes down. So here's a map that really hones in on the counties that have been affected in our state. In 2018, Minnehaha County was the first county to get a detection of ash borers. Lincoln County quickly followed that. We have parks in both those counties, Palisades in Minnehaha County, Newton Hills in Lincoln County. To our knowledge, we don't have them in our parks yet, but those parks are located in those counties. Union County in 2023, and then most recently, Brookings in just this summer. So I wish I could tell you why. There's a lot of ash trees in between those counties, but that's just how it's been detected. This is a image that kind of illustrates how ash trees exist in our country, and you can see in the west, the further you go west, they really tail off there. So I wanted to give you an update of kind of what we're doing in our parks. Again, we started in 2010 by doing a survey of the number of ash trees in our campground areas, basically our mowed areas of the park. We have a lot of natural areas in our park. We did not survey those. I mean, I can tell you we have parks like Newton Hills where there are thousands of ash trees in some of those areas. But in our mowed areas where we have people, where we have equipment, there are campers and that kind of stuff, that was our primary concern. So in 2010, we did a survey of all those, and we GIS located all those trees. In 2018, we started a program to help managers with this task. I mean, you want me to look at removing the majority of the ash trees in my parks. Yeah, but let's break that down over a 10-year period. So let me refer to an example here. Go ahead, Nick. So let's just take the very first park up at the top, Roy Lake State Park. Okay. 928 trees were detected. So as of 2024, There are 347 remaining, 63%. We've removed 63% of the ash trees. Again, we're in year six or seven, depending on when you got started. So our goal should be somewhere to be between 60 and 70%. So as you can see with most of the parks, they're right there. I think by breaking it down into 10-year increments, that really helps the manager manage this. And you'll see at the end here, I've got a, kind of our goals for the program. But one of our goals for the, for all of our parks is not to end up in a situation where we have the disease in our parks, and now we've got 500 trees to remove. We didn't want to put a manager in that situation. So, yeah, you'll see I broke this down by regions. So the Northeast region, total, about 54%. Southeast region, again, these percentages are a little higher because these are the areas where there's the disease has been detected. So they're a little more aggressive in these areas. Average across this region is 73%. And then the North Central region, we're at 64% for those park areas. It's a quick overview of where we're at, what we're doing. Again, kind of the goals of the whole 10-year program was to, one, come up with a manageable level of ash trees should the infestation occur, not to put a manager in a situation where he's got hundreds of trees to deal with in 1 year or something like that. Trees are challenging to deal with, especially large trees, and a lot of our ash trees, as most of you know, was a primary tree across the state of South Dakota. And they get very large. For a manager to have to deal with, some of our parks only have one or two staff people in them. Nathan can attest to that at Lake Louise. I think Nathan's actually a park of one right now. So it would be challenging for him to have to deal with a couple hundred trees in his park. So that was our number one goal, to get over a 10-year period to get that ash tree level down to a manageable level. Never did we set out on this to eliminate all ash trees. We just wanted to get it down to a manageable level. We obviously have key ash trees in certain parts of the park. It's a healthy tree. There's no need to take it down. We're not going to do that. Two, as we took the trees down, was to come back in and plant more trees, more diversity of trees. Again, ash trees is about one of five trees that was primarily planted with most of the park systems when we first started. Species like cottonwoods, oaks, hackberries, honey locust, ash trees, those were kind of the predominant species of trees that were planted. So they represent a healthy percentage of the number of trees in our parks. So we want to increase that diversity as more tree species become available, but also as more diseases start to be noticed. It's a healthier forest when you have a diversity of trees. So that was our secondary goal. And then I've got some other goals that are a little lesser, but just the impact for public use, and then slowing the spread in general. That was kind of our primary goal. So really, that's what I wanted to do today, was just kind of show you we're right on track, I believe, with what our 10-year goal was. If you average all them out, we're right in that 60 percentile bracket. I did not include the parks in the West. You may have noticed that. Very, very few ash trees out there. Like Custer State Park, as an example, had less than 200 trees. They've removed a few, but not very many. The chances of the boar getting out there are pretty remote. So with that, I would take any questions, Madam Chair.
Very good. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. Is there spray once you get your trees removal and then any further protection? Is there any spray like they spray for pine beetle and stuff to help from losing any further trees?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Commissioner Beast, I'm not aware of a spray, but you can do injections. Now, there may be a spray. I'm just not aware of that. But you will see where a lot of people initially injected the bases of their cotton or ash trees to prevent those trees from getting ash borers. As far as the spray goes, I'm not real sure on that, if they've got anything developed like that. I know the injections was the primary way of stopping an ash tree from getting ash borers.
Additional questions? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. I was just going to say thanks for the report. It's sure sad to see some trees that were planted by the homesteaders growing from seed and started from seed, and sad to see them slipping away on us. But appreciate that you're forward thinking and getting ahead of the curve on replacing some of the trees. Thank you.
I do have a quick question for you. I remember it might have been 2018 prior to that when this really started to hit the news and we were hearing about it. And I recall, I believe it was Dr. John Ball from SDSU was doing a lot of education and outreach. Do we ever partner with SDSU to come in, especially for these smaller, or these parks that have smaller staff, to assist them with recognizing this?
I'm sure. Yeah, Dr. John Ball is what I would call the state's expert on trees in general. And he is the one that helped us develop that 10-year plan. Whenever we think we have an infestation, he is the guy that gets the first call. And he's very good about coming out and looking at that kind of stuff. There are, once in a while, some other diseases that run up and down like the Missouri River and will hit ash trees, or maybe we get a late frost or something like that that we're not sure, is it a frost or was it a disease? And John is very quick to come out and take a look at those things. So we continue to work with him.
Very good. Additional questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you for that update.